You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inquinta Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. And I can tell you what, it's 6 o'clock in the morning, boys and girls. Welcome to today's breakfast show. It is the last day, the ultimate day of the month of August. Say goodbye. Tomorrow, say good morning to September and Christmas decorations. Very important. Welcome to the breakfast show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. Lovely to be with you on this Wednesday morning. Yep, we've got through to the middle of the week. A few things relevant to today's date, 31st of August. We've got Day of Solidarity and Freedom. That's in Poland. And we've got a few Independence Days today. We've got Independence Day. This is Kyrgyzstan from the Soviet Union in 1991. Malaya from the United Kingdom in 1957. Trinidad and Tobago from the United Kingdom, and that was in 1962. Today is Romanian Language Day, needless to say, in Romania. Also sneaking in there, our language, that's in Moldova. And good old United States, it is National Trail Mix Day today, so enjoy that. And last but not least, La Tomatina. This is celebrated on the last Wednesday in August. This is in Buñol in Spain. Participants throw tomatoes and get involved in this tomato fight, well, for no other reason than just enjoying themselves, really.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Come on, everybody!
don't know if you noticed, there's a bit of a message for you in that song this morning. That comes from Byron Stingley and Get Up, Everybody. Holly Johnson and Heaven's Here. Not if you read the news. I tell you what, just looking at a couple of other things relevant to today's date, the 31st of the month of August. We got here the kinetoscope was patented by Thomas Edison. Now, this device was used to produce moving pictures, and this was in 1887. Keep your eye on the time. We're 9.5 minutes. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show with me, Jerry D, 89.3.
Taught to respect
I'm going to do my alphabet, ABC, that's who it was, ABC there, and that was the night that you murdered love. Right, time on the Breakfast Show, we're just making our way to fourteen and a half minutes, exactly, right now, after the 6 o'clock here on this morning's programme. Guests this morning, we've got our regular, we've got Andreas coming in, chatting to us about movies. We're going to be doing that in the 8 o'clock hour. My guest in the last hour for this morning's programme, we've got Piki. Piki Zubieta, influencer extraordinaire, coming in to chat with us on the programme. She has launched a book that was launched at the Bus Fest. We're going to be the Bus Book Fair. It's early morning. I must have put the wrong teeth in. The Book Fair, she launched her book there, so we're going to be chatting about that as well. Time to do this. And go and change my teeth. What have I got for you this morning? I'll tell you what, this is one that I haven't played for a long, long time. I thought we'd do in the shower today. It comes from Whitney Houston. To all the haters in the parade.
tonight. Leave the stress at home. Tell the drama no. You ain't gonna kill my vibe. Oh no. I look at you, you look at me, and you already know what I want, what I need. So meet me on the floor.
Hear that one. I can't remember hearing it for many, many years. Whitney Houston for The Lovers. And that's it, out of the show for this morning. It is Wednesday morning, and it is the 31st of the month. As I mentioned, it is the last day. It's all rather scary, isn't it? Last day of August. And tomorrow it's into September. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. We are exactly 20 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock here on 89.3 Call FM. Keeping it going. I love the little tick-tick ding. This is Peace Russian. Forget me not.
Those were good times we had, sharing the joy that we found. Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
That's it, yes. Feet Don't Fail Me. No, that's Joy Crooks. Yep, that's Joy Crooks, one of my favourites, as you know, coming out of South London. And now, time on The Breakfast Show. We are 27 and a half minutes, gosh, we're almost exactly again, after the hour of 6 o'clock. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're on 89.3 Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. Ship more kilos at the best price with DHL. Visit your DHL store and get a quote for shipments between 5 kilograms to 25 kilograms to more than 220 countries and territories. DHL offers packaging solutions and the best transit time. To get the promotion, visit your nearest DHL store and ask for your international specialist for the best price. DHL Express. Excellent. Simply delivered. Conditions apply.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperier, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperier has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperier, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperier.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And the time on The Breakfast Show, half past the hour of 6 o'clock. And we're going to take a look at some of the local news headlines that we will look at a little bit later on this morning. All right, we'll start off this morning with the Epidemiological Department of the Ministry of Health confirmed on Tuesday the 10th case in Panama of monkeypox. Now, this 10th case corresponds to a 29-year-old man, a foreigner, residing here in Panama. And according to the Ministry of Health, the source of contagion in this case is related to one already detected in Panama. The patient is stable in home isolation, the ministry specified in their report. Minister Sucre said that steps are being taken with the Pan-American Health Organization, the PAHO, for the acquisition of 1,000 vaccines to combat the disease, and that anyone who is at risk can apply it. The transmission of monkeypox from person to person can occur through skin lesions from one infected person to another, respiratory and body fluids, and also through infected clothing or any surface that has had contact with the lesions. Denise Vega de Mercy, one of those charged in the case of clandestine vaccinations against COVID-19, reached an effective collaboration agreement and sentence of 48 months in prison on August the 30th. The agreement was validated by a judge during an approval hearing which was held on Tuesday. The anti-corruption prosecutor, Marina Garcia, said that during the hearing that Vega provided extensive information that has helped clarify the investigation. However, the agreement is not yet in force, since it will be executed once the accused appears and declares in court that for this reason, two other people are being followed, and that's Matias Perez Escudero and Celine Gazelle de Eses. The first is preventatively detained while Gazal de SS has a precautionary measure preventing her from leaving the country and a periodic notification. There is one person under investigation who is on the run. Between this August the 29th and 30th, that was yesterday and the day before, Richard Pfeiffer, former governor of the province of Coquelet, was tried for his alleged commission of the crime of improper withholding of employee-employer contributions to the detriment of the Social Security Fund. This is for an amount of more than $6 million. The oral trial court was held at the facility of the accusatory penal system. This is in the district of Pennonome in the province of Coquelet. Began on Monday morning. Now, moving on. According to this, we've got one person. Yeah, this was, we mentioned this yesterday morning. It happened yesterday morning. Sadly, one person died as a result. This was the fire registered on Tuesday in the Torre El Cangrejo building, located on Via Argentina. The victim corresponds to a 90-year-old woman who lived alone and could not leave the building on time, reported Luis Jaramillo of the Panama Fire Department. As a result of this event, the Homicide and Femicide Section of the Metropolitan Prosecutor's Office reported that it has opened an investigation. The firefighters, they arrived within 10 minutes. And the preliminary information was that it affected three floors. That was 11, 12 and 13 were damaged. It did was initiated on the 12th floor. Officials from three stations of the Panama Fire Department moved to the emergency area. The entity reported on its social networks that after 6:30 a.m. the fire had already been controlled. On July the 18th, the preliminary hearing in the case of the bribes that Odebrecht paid in Panama was postponed until the 12th of September. The reason? The absence of various defense attorneys with different excuses, some medical. The suspension once again delayed a judicial process, a frequent practice in high-profile cases. Well, the independent deputy, Gabriel Silva, presented before the National Assembly on August the 10th a preliminary bill that prohibits judicial abuse. In the explanatory memorandum, Silva defines abuse of law as the use of resources and or legal mechanisms in judicial proceedings with the intention of delaying or hindering the judicial process for the benefit of a client. He argues that the current procedural laws do not contemplate the appropriate mechanisms to ensure that the substance of the process does not yield to the form, he says. He considers it fundamental to have a law of this type. Now, it's the same old tune, isn't it? The Institute of National Aqueducts and Sewers, IDAN, reported on Tuesday afternoon that in the districts of Panama and San Miguelito there will be a lack of water and low pressure at high points. This is due to the fact that the Chilibri water treatment plant decreased its production. Now, according to the entity, the plant decreased its production to 80% of its capacity due to an internal failure which was not detailed by IDAN in its statement. However, it was clarified that the technical personnel will carry out evaluations of the system to try to recover the production of drinking water for the so-called metropolitan area. In addition, sectors, this is, of course, it's, I'll tell you the areas that it affected, and may be still affecting. We've got Bella Vista, La Cresta, Perejil, Betania, Miraflores, Altos de Miraflores, La Losaria, Tumbo Muerto, and Clayton. Customers in the areas of San Francisco, Rio Abajo, Hato Pintado, Obarrio, Octubre 12, El Dorado, Limajo, Dos Mares, Villa de las Fuentes 1 y 2, Santa María, and Altos de Panamá were also affected. You might as well mention who's not being affected, because also, it says in addition, sectors of the district of San Miguelito and areas as far away from the network, which range from Pedregal to La Siesta de Tocumen, may see their water service interrupted. We'll have a little check this morning and see if it's back. If you're out water, if you're without water and it's back or whatever, do let us know, and we will pass on the information. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. We'll be right back.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
I'm lying in an empty room, trying to figure out just what to do about you. It's like staring at the subway signs, wondering the path that I should choose, but I choose.
You feel better after that. They came from Funkerman and it was called Happiness. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you aren't keeping on the time, was 16 before the hour of 7 o'clock. I was just taking a rummage, seeing what's happening in the world of technology today, see if there's anything interesting there. The opposite Snap is planning layoffs. It says here, as first reports set by The Verge, Snap plans to lay off 20 to 25% of its workforce. Meaning roughly 1,200 to 1,500 people will lose their jobs. Workers have not been officially informed about the layoffs, but we'll find out more today, according to a person familiar with the situation. It says here, hundreds of Facebook contractors in the US are set to lose work. There's a lot of this going on, isn't there? About 400 contractors doing content moderation for Facebook through Accenture are expected to lose their jobs as the company shifts to sourcing more out to Singapore. Outsourcing. There we go. So, yeah, a lot of things happening in tech world. Is it as secure as it used to be? I wonder. Right, 15 before 7, music-wise, this is UB40.
Rock up.
UB40 and Here I Come. Now, just to say, continuing my little rummage, I was just telling Yasmin, she's here with us already, and I was just telling Yasmin I've been watching a series on Netflix, a reasonably new one, it's called Manifest, and I've sort of been a little bit of a naughty bit binge-watching. I've watched over the last 3 or 4 days, it's really been very, very good, and I was just looking, I'll be talking more about that when Andreas is with us later on. But it says here, get ready, Netflix is releasing 43 original movies before the end of the year. The streamer just laid out its film slate for the rest of the year, and it's more than the number of films Hollywood studios are sending to theatres combined. So that's an awful lot, isn't it? That's an awful lot of movies coming out. I look forward to that. Friction Factory. Say that slowly. Friction Factory. Feels like heaven on The Breakfast Show. No, 10 and a half minutes before 7 o'clock.
Scream, but no one knows. You say I'm familiar.
As it feels like heaven, and that's the Fiction Factory, as I mentioned, seven before seven, and I was just looking, this is from my senior moments calendar, says, so this is a reporter talking to the baseball legend Ty Cobb. Reporter says, what do you think you'd hit if you were paying, if you were playing today? Baseball legend Ty Cobb says, well, about 320. Why so low? The report says, well, you have to remember, it says, I'm 65 years of age. To my heart from Mr. Tom Petty here on this morning's breakfast show. Very good morning to Mary Lou. Very good morning to Renee and Rick. They've they just mentioned they've been watching Manifest as well. They think it's quite good. So there's one to put on your list. Here's one for your music. This is a great. This is getting a lot of airplay on the other side of the pond. George Ezra, Green Green Grass.
But she moves like lightning, and she counts to three. She turns out all the lights and says she's coming for me. Now put your hands up, this is a heist. And there's no one in here living gonna make it out alive. Load it up when the sun comes down. Getaway car for two young lovers. Me and the girl straight out of town. Over the hills and undercover, undercover, undercover. She said, green, green grass. Apple thief, yeah, she's a genius. Works and learns.
undercover, undercover, undercover. She said, green, green grass, blue, blue sky. You better throw a party on the day that I die. Green, green grass, blue, blue sky. You better throw a party on the day that I die. Throw a party. Undercover, undercover. She said, green, green grass, blue, blue sky. You better throw a party on the day that I die. Green, green grass, blue, blue sky. You better throw a party on the day that I die. Green, green grass, blue, blue sky. You better throw a party on the day that I die.
I tell you what, absolutely. Day I die, free parties, and the rum is on me. That's to bring us up towards the top of the hour. I just want to remind you very quickly that you're making your way into work this morning. Remember, the De Gourmet store, the delicatessen store and speciality food store, it's also now at Paitia Mall. Now, this is next to the Panama Clinic, which is in the Pacific Centre, and they're waiting for you from Monday to Saturday. So do pop along, all right? Go and pop in and get yourself something for breakfast. They've got great breads, empanadas, things like that. Right, let's take a look, shall we, of what is happening in the international news on this Wednesday. Yes, we got to Wednesday already. We probably heard by now Mikhail Gorbachev, who ended the Cold War without bloodshed but failed to prevent the collapse of the Soviet Union, died on Tuesday at the age of 91, according to hospital officials in Moscow. Gorbachev, the last Soviet president, forged arms reduction deals with the United States and partnerships with Western powers to remove the Iron Curtain that had divided Europe since World War II and bring about the reunification of Germany. The United States Justice Department said that it had evidence that classified documents were deliberately concealed from the FBI when it tried to retrieve them in June from former President Donald Trump's Florida estate, prompting its unprecedented search of his home. In a 54-page filing, prosecutors on Tuesday laid out their evidence of obstruction of justice, alleging publicly for the first time Trump aides both falsely certified in June that the former president had returned all the government records he had stored in his home after leaving the White House in January of 2021. And U.S. President Joe Biden's administration approved an emergency declaration over a water crisis in the state of Mississippi and ordered federal assistance late on Tuesday to supplement the state's response. Emergency protective measures, including direct federal assistance, will be provided at 75% federal funding for a period of 90 days, the White House said in a statement late on Tuesday. The Biden administration also authorized the Department of Homeland Security, Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, to coordinate all disaster relief efforts in the state, the White House said. Taiwan said on Wednesday that it would exercise its right to self-defense and counterattack if Chinese armed forces entered its territory as Beijing increased military activities near the Democratic Island. Beijing, which claims that Taiwan is its own territory against the strong objections of the government of Taipei, has held military exercises around the island this month in reaction to a visit to Taipei, of course, to U.S. House Representative Speaker Nancy Pelosi. United Nations nuclear inspectors set off for Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant on Wednesday after weeks of shelling nearby sparked fears of a Fukushima-style radiation disaster, with tensions rising between Kiev and Moscow over the visit. A Reuters reporter traveling in a convoy with the team from the International Atomic Energy Agency from Kiev, the Ukrainian capital, said that it was likely the inspectors would overnight in the nearby city of Zaporizhzhia before visiting the plant, which is on territory controlled by Russia, on Thursday. Territorial rains and flooding have submerged a third of Pakistan and killed more than 1,100 people, including 380 children, as the United Nations appealed for aid on Tuesday for what it described as an unprecedented climate catastrophe. Army helicopters have plucked stranded families and dropped food packages to inaccessible areas as a historic deluge triggered by unusually heavy monsoon rains destroyed homes, businesses, infrastructure and crops, impacting 33 million people, 15% of the 220 million strong South Asian nation. Former Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva's aides are reaching out to Indonesia and the Democratic Republic of Congo. This is to form a united front of countries with the most tropical rainforest at this year's United Nations climate talks, or if the leftist wins a new term. The United Nations Climate Change Conference, or COP27, will be held in November in Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt. Lula is the front runner in opinion polls ahead of Brazil's October election. Mexico City Mayor Claudia Sheinbaum holds a slight advantage over Foreign Minister Marcelo Ebrard in the race to be the ruling party's candidate in the presidential election of 2024, an opinion poll showed on Wednesday. The August 18 to 23 survey of 1,000 Mexican residents by polling from Buendía y Márquez for newspaper El Universal showed 31% favoring Sheinbaum as the presidential candidate for the leftist National Regeneration Movement, while 29% chose Ebrard. That's it for now. That's some of the international news for you on this Wednesday morning, bringing us to 5 minutes after 7 o'clock.
that secret connection. A little queen, big fool, and she said. Hid myself forever till she cried. Forever, more dangerous than ever. Tragedy multiplied.
Wouldn't you?
Station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here. Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Cableonda on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
Yeah.
Yes, I like that one. That's called Kick. It comes from Def Leppard, and that's just released this year. Def Leppard, they originated from a place called Sheffield over there in the United Kingdom. They've been in action since 1992, and they're still going strong. 1977 is when they started, and going right through till today. Before that, it was the DeFays and a little number called Rat Pack. And we're going to take one more piece of music, and then we're going to take a look and see what the weather's doing. The blind's down. That means sun shining.
Con mi carro, Rosita. Usted sabe que te quiero, pero usted me quita todo. Ya me robaste mi televisión, mi radio. Ahora quiere llevar mi carro. No me haga así, Rosita. Ven aquí. Usted que está al lado, Rosita. Oh.
Taking a little bit of a stroll there, that's a Mink DeVille and a Spanish stroll. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're 17 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. Time to just take a look and see what's happening outside. Looking out the studio window, can't, blinds down, sunny. There we go, it's as easy as that. Let's start as we do over there in Costa Rica in the province of Colón. We're looking at 30 degrees Celsius today being the maximum there, with 20 being the minimum. 36 degrees Celsius will be the thermal sensation, with relative humidity at 85%. Chance of a few showers during the course of this morning. Rain and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and a few showers tonight. Taking a look at this side, with West Panama, 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum, 23 degrees, the minimum, 38 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, with 80% relative humidity. Cloudy during the course of this morning there in West Panama. Isolated rains with thunderstorms in the afternoon. And tonight, it's going to be cloudy. Here in the metropolitan area, we've got 31 degrees Celsius, being the maximum temperature, 23 the minimum. 37 degrees is the thermal sensation with 80% relative humidity. They say cloudy, it's sunny. Probably don't say partially cloudy, but there we go. They say cloudy, and this afternoon they say isolated rains with thunderstorms, and tonight it's going to go back to being cloudy again. Let's move out to the Perlis Islands, going out into the Gulf of Panama. I can tell you now it's going to be feeling hot today. Maximum temperature of those 32 degrees Celsius, with 23 being the minimum. The thermal sensation, it's the top of the mild discomfort list. It's 39 degrees Celsius before we get into big discomfort. The relative humidity is a bit higher at 90%. Isolated showers this morning, isolated rains and thunderstorms, of course, in the afternoon, and a few showers to night. So there we go. There's our forecast. Moving on to maritime issues. We're going to start with the tides for today. On the Pacific, low tide, that was at 12:03 this morning, just after midnight, and that was 0.21 of a metre. High tide will be at 6:12, and that'll be 4.91 metres. The second low tide, that's going to be at 12:26 this afternoon, that'll be 0.3 of a metre. And the last high tide, 6:30 tonight, and that'll be 4.72 metres. On the Caribbean, high tide was at 3:39 this morning, 0.15 of a metre. Low tide will be at 9:20, and it'll be 0.06 of a metre. High tide again, 0.27 of a metre, and that's going to be at 4:23 this afternoon. Second high tide, 4:23, and it'll be 0.27 of a metre. The last low tide, we're looking at 11:32 tonight, and that'll be 0.03 of a metre. So there you go. There's your tides for today. Now, actually looking at sea conditions starting on the Caribbean. No advisories for you this morning. They say good conditions. Light winds, 5 to 10 kilometres an hour, coming from the west-southwest. Waves, just 1 foot. And let's see what we got for this afternoon on the Caribbean. We've got good conditions continuing. We've got winds the same, 5 to 10 kilometres an hour, though the wind direction will be east-southeast in the afternoon. Waves continuing at just 1 foot. On the Pacific, we're looking at 5 to 10 kilometres an hour. Winds coming in from the east, so very light, same as on the Caribbean. Waves, though, they're going to be that bit higher at 3 feet. The waves for this morning. This afternoon, small craft advisory. Winds are picking up 20 to 25 kilometres an hour, coming from the south-southwest. Waves, they're going to be at 3 feet. So that's it. There we go. There's our look. That's the weather for today here in the Republic of Panama.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song. Start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better. Found her now.
Alright, Paul, no need to shout. The Beatles then, Hey Jude, you've really got to let that one run, haven't you? It's about 7 minutes long. It's an absolute classic. Time on the Breakfast Show is 28 minutes. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock. And don't forget, join me in the 8 o'clock hour. We're chatting about the movies with Andreas in the last hour this morning. Got Piki Zubieta coming in to chat with us. She just launched her new book at the book fair the other week, so we'll be chatting with her about her new book. Also, Paul's coming in. Her hubby's coming in as, well, a good friend of mine. And so that's it. We're going to... I think we're going to do this.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. Good evening. Welcome to Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge. Allow me to share with you today's specials. Bangkok noodles with beef and shrimp in a garlic pepper sauce, pineapple fried rice with raisins, cashews and diced vegetables, and tom kha. This is our famous traditional Thai coconut milk hot and sour soup with seafood combination.
Whoa.
See, honey? I told you you would like it. They have the type of food you like and vegan options for me.
It's hard for me to admit, but... you were right.
Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge, open from 12 to 11 p.m. in San Francisco. Calle 66 with Calle 50, PH The Towers.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Ship more kilos at the best price with DHL. Visit your DHL store and get a quote for shipments between 5 kilograms to 25 kilograms to more than 220 countries and territories. DHL offers packaging solutions and the best transit time. To get the promotion, visit your nearest DHL store and ask for your international specialist for the best price. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered. Conditions apply.
La Liga Zaita, beneficiando a más de 300.000 residentes del área norte de la ciudad, contará con una estación terminal con capacidad de 10.000 pasajeros por hora. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
I tell you what, don't forget as well, our friends, there are sponsors at the DH. Our sponsors, our friends there at Encuentra 24. Do not forget, if you've got a car for sale, and get it on there quick, all right? Because you'll be able to get rid of it quick, because that's what they do. They sell a car in just a few minutes, all right? They just... and if you've got your car on there, it's going to be looked at by thousands of people. They've got about 5,000 cars to choose from as well. So don't forget, that's our friends there at Encuentra 24.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And we're going to take a look at some of the international business news for this morning, Wednesday morning. It is the 31st of August. If you just joined us, a very good morning to you. Russia halted gas supplies via Europe's key supply route on Wednesday, intensifying an economic battle between Moscow and Brussels and raising the prospects of recession and energy rationing in some of the region's richest countries. European governments fear Moscow could extend the outage in retaliation for Western sanctions imposed after it invaded Ukraine and have accused Russia of using energy supplies as a weapon of war. Moscow denies doing this and has cited technical reasons for supply cuts. The European Union is on track to be targets for filing gas storage or filling gas storage, but analysts warn that the bigger factor for energy security this winter will be whether countries can slash consumption enough to ensure stored fuel lasts through the coldest months. Following a scramble for fuel over the summer after top European gas supplier Russia invaded Ukraine, Europe's gas storage is now 79.94% full. Yeah, Gas Infrastructure Europe data has shown, setting up countries to exceed their target to have 80% full storage by November. Amazon and Alphabet unit Google criticized Microsoft's cloud computing changes on Tuesday, saying that they limit competition and discourage customers from switching to rival cloud service providers. The United States software giant on Monday announced that amended licensing deals and other changes that will take effect on the 1st of October, and which they say will make it easier for cloud service providers to compete. U.S. regulators have selected e-commerce majors Alibaba Group Holdings Limited and JD.com Inc., among other U.S.-listed Chinese companies, for audit inspection starting next month, people with knowledge of the matter have said. The selection follows a landmark audit deal between Beijing and Washington on Friday, allowing U.S. regulators to vet accounting firms in mainland China and Hong Kong, potentially ending a long-running dispute that threatened to boot more than 200 Chinese companies from U.S. stock exchanges. Eurozone inflation jumped to another record high and will soon hit double-digit territory, heralding a string of big interest rate hikes even as a painful recession appears increasingly certain. Driven by expensive gas and a devastating drought, consumer prices jumped more than expected in August, and further rises are already in the pipeline, suggesting more pain for households and businesses as they burn through their cash reserves. And former U.S. President Donald Trump's social media platform, Truth Social, has not yet been approved for distribution on Alphabet Inc.'s Google Play Store. This is due to insufficient content moderation, according to Google spokesperson on Tuesday. The delay marks a setback for the app, which launched in the Apple Store in February the 21st. Android phones comprise of about 40% of the U.S. smartphone market. Without the Google and Apple stores, there is no easy way for most smartphone users to download Truth Social. That's it. There's some of the business news for this Wednesday morning for you here on the Breakfast Show. Back to the music with the Lemonheads. Name of this track, Now and Then.
Sometimes I lose my way. I forget the words to say. Then having trouble with myself. Yes, I am in pretty bad health. That don't bother me. I tell you that's a fact. It's easy to keep track. Now that I've been there and back. Some people try to make a deal. They wanna tell me how to feel. They wanna take a piece of mind. So they can say they had a piece of mind. They must think I'm asleep. But I ain't taking a nap. It's easy to keep track. Now that I've been there and back. I
Yes, that's it, the Lemonheads now, and then. Let's say a couple of good mornings, a very good morning to Rosita. She's just dropped me a little note with some pictures. It was her birthday yesterday, remember? We played a song for Rosita yesterday, so have a great day. Sent me some great pictures of her with her son this morning. Thank you for that. Also, a very good morning. I say Renee was in touch earlier on. Also, Mary Lou. And Mary Lou says that she wants to wish everybody a great Wednesday. And can you please play Luna Rosa from George Delaras? Your wish is my command. Enjoy. If you keep your eye on the time, we're 21 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. I tell you what, that's rather nice, isn't it? Luna Rosa. I tell you what, you could also be dancing in the moonlight, couldn't you? Of course you could. According to the washing machine, the top loader. Here we go. Here we go.
Here we go. Stargate. Another short fly hit.
We get it on just every night.
They don't bark and they don't bite, they keep their
there are plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
If you're feeling down, I just wanna make you happy.
There we go, two in a row. We started off with Why Does It Hurt from Will Young, and following on there, yes, the man of the moment, Harry Styles, and Last Night Talking. Time on the breakfast show. We're 12 and a half minutes. That's before the hour of, 8.5 minutes. That is before the hour of 8 o'clock. Oh. Time is running by, isn't it? Don't forget, we've got the local news for you at the top of the hour. Joining me in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking with Andreas Clementi, about the movies. In the last hour of this morning's program, we've got Vicky. Vicky is Urbieta coming in to chat with us about her new book, talking about that later on. And also, let me remind you just about a couple of things. If you fancy a little bit of a break, getting away from the hustle and bustle, it's like being in Hollywood. Well, it's like being in a Hollywood movie, really, with a perfect Italian-American touch to disconnect from the city. For a special time, that's Frank's Place, and that is on Costa Leste. That's in Costa Leste, located at downtown. All right, now that's a little strip mall. When you come off into Costa Leste, immediately stay to your right-hand side. There's a little slip lane there. Turn right. You'll see the little strip mall there. That's where you'll find Frank's Place. Don't forget, they've got live music every Saturday. If you want to make a booking, the number is 394-6998 or 6320-1013. So 394-6998 or 6320-1013. That's it. Located there in downtown Frank's Place. Go along. Start the weekend early. Also, let me just remind you, you're on your way into the office right now. And you're still thinking, I need something to eat. Well, you can go and pick it up now. Don't forget De Gourmet Store. This is the delicatessen and speciality food store. It's in Paitia Mall now. Yep, it's also there. It's next to the Panama Clinic. And there you can find delicious baked breads, the best cuts of meat, seafood, tapas, and recognized wines and gourmet products that you can heat and enjoy. So they've got something there for breakfast, for lunch, you name it. It's all there. Go along and take an advantage of that. Time on the breakfast show. We're 5 minutes, and that's now before the hour of 8 o'clock. your gin blossoms and found out about you. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3 Cool FM. We're just making our way up to the top of the hour. We've got the news for you in just about a minute or so. And I say, don't forget, in the last hour today, we got our special guest coming in. And that is Piki Zubiet. And she's coming in to chat with us about her her new book, which is coming out, which has just been released at the book fair. And it's called Sobreviviendo Entre Libras. We're going to be talking about that with Piki in the last hour of this morning's programme. And coming in, a good friend of mine happens to be Piki's husband. That's Paul Kay, coming in as well. So that'll be nice. We've got Yasmin here, so we'll all be joining in, no doubt, having a chat. And Yasmin went to the movie last night, so we'll also be getting a review from her as well. So it's all happening, really, isn't it? But for right now...
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Have the best weekend plan for you. This and every Friday, visit Aventica Thai Kitchen and Lounge and enjoy their happy hour with 50% discount off cocktails and starters. Starting at 4 p.m, order everything from a pisco sour and a margarita to mussels and shrimp wontons at half the regular price. And on Saturdays and Sundays, bottomless mimosas for $15. Aventica at PH Towers, Calle 66 and Calle 50. We're waiting for you with free parking and our pet-friendly terrace.
Ya, recuerda llevar tu mascarilla puesta mientras viajas con nosotros. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
Ship more kilos at the best price with DHL. Visit your DHL store and get a quote for shipments between 5 kilograms to 25 kilograms to more than 220 countries and territories. DHL offers packaging solutions and the best transit time. To get the promotion, visit your nearest DHL store and ask for your international specialist for the best price. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered. Conditions apply.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
It is indeed, and we're 16 minutes less after the hour of 8 o'clock this morning. A couple of questions, requests just to get in, starting with from Paul. Paul and Maria over there in South London, United Kingdom. Says, hi, Jerry. Today is Dianilka's birthday. She will be driving into work. So could you please wish her a very happy birthday from Maria and from Paul? So there you are. I tell you what, we've got to squeeze this one in for you, Dianilka.
never forget with your favorite DJ.
There you go, that is Tapao and Heart and Soul, going out to Dionelka, whose birthday it is today. And I tell you what, I've just got to get this one up on my playlist. It should be really quite easy, because it's quite a well-known song. And IDKM, I can't find it, but I'll tell you what, I'll find it for you in a minute. Let me say good morning to Renee. I know. Oh, I tell you why, because I am looking for the wrong thing. IDKLMNO. No, it's not there either. I'll sort it out. Anyway, let me just say a very good morning to Renee, because they're sort of leaving tomorrow. They're off tomorrow. They're going back up to the United States, and then they're going out to Greece. So found it. I knew I could do it. Anyway, they're in a hotel at the moment, and they're saying that they're just off to give back their house keys. So that's rather depressing for them. And just asked if we could play Madness and Our House. and I found it. By the way, I don't know if you watched the closing of the London Olympics, but you would have seen that madness. Still going strong.
Father wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around. And it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed.
Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, yes, it was a mildly successful day yesterday in the city. The paperwork wasn't completed completely, and you know sometimes at those municipal places, if the I isn't dotted correctly and the T isn't crossed correctly, they refuse the papers, so my papers were refused. We have to go back and do it again. So, it is what it is. On Monday when I arrived, I went into one of my clients, and Now, this is kind of an intimate story, so bear with me, and if you're delicate, you may want to turn off your radio for just 30 seconds and then turn it back on, or at least the volume down. So, I haven't been wearing underwear ever since I moved out to El Valle. I don't know why, but in the city I wear underwear, and in the countryside I do not. So I'm used to not wearing underwear in the countryside. So on Monday, when I got dressed to go into the city, I put on underwear because I was going to the city, so city means underwear. I don't know, that's some psychological thing. Maybe because my mom said if you ever get in a car crash, you always want to make sure you have clean underwear on. So I'm, you know, doing my thing and having a cup of coffee at my client's office, and I gotta go to the bathroom. So I ask for the key, I go out, you know, to the hallway where they have their bathroom, and I pull down my pants and sit down, and I started to pee before I realized I hadn't pulled my underwear down either. I just pulled my pants down. And like, before I could stop, it was starting, and I just went through my panties, and I was like, oh my God, what am I gonna do? I just heated my panties, and I felt so stupid. Trying to take them off, and then I rinsed them and cleaned them in the sink. I'm like, well, what do I can't just carry them back into the office. So I found a little garbage bag nearby in one of those little, trash cans near the toilets, and nothing was in there, so I took that and I put it in my pocket and went back in. And then when I got back to the house in the evening, I rinsed them out and hung them up to dry, and I was like, oh my God, it's been so long since I wore panties. They were flesh toned. I forgot I had them on, and whoops, that's what happens when you've been in the countryside too long. So, be forewarned. Okay, you can turn your radio dials back up now, and if this is too delicate, I understand, so don't worry. I appreciate you all very much. Okay, that's the story of city folk, country folk, and back to you in the studio!
Just a thank you for sharing, TMI.
A little bit.
Yasmin?
It's a lovely story.
Yes,
hello, good morning.
Yeah, okay, we're going to do a survey.
Okay.
Who's wearing underwear?
I'm all about the underwear.
Oh, you wear how many pairs, two pairs today?
I'm wearing just the one.
Just the one?
Just rocking the one, bro.
Yeah. And Yasmin, are you wearing underwear today?
Of course, that's every day.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not going to answer.
There you go. You should stay. Just stay. I refuse to answer. Fair enough.
No, I do change my underwear regularly.
There you go. That's good. You know,
regular could be every month. Though.
You know, it's you decide what regular is for you, my friend.
Mine aren't flesh colored.
They are?
No, they're not.
They're just transparent.
I've got Snoopy.
You do the characters.
I've got Superman.
You do the characters. Good
yeah.
Stuff.
So there we are. So
yeah, there you go. Good for you and Ingrid.
Yes, absolutely.
We did not see that story coming.
We did not see
we
it
were
coming.
In the studio. No, we were like, well, here we go. Okay.
Oh, it's going to keep you amused forever. Anyway, yes. Mm-hmm. You stay with us because you went to the movies last night.
Mm-hmm.
She did, yeah.
She mm-hmm. went to the movies, so we're going to talk about your movie. You're going to talk about a movie.
Correct.
Nope, you're not. Nope.
Oh, there you go.
That's it.
By the way, the most awkward exchange I've ever had with Jasmine over WhatsApp. She asks me, like, what movie are you, have you been able to go to the movies? What movie are you going to talk about? And I say, nope. And she's like, well, okay, I guess. I guess you're not talking with anybody. I had to clarify. The movie is called Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, I mean, just sort of before we leave the underwear thing, I mean, you're a big fan of, the superheroes. Do you wear your underwear outside or inside?
Always outside.
Always outside. Yes. That's what I thought.
Yeah. It's I want to let people know that I am wearing underwear. So don't worry.
Anyway, so, we'll talk about Nope, and then we'll talk about the movie from last night, and we're going to talk extensively about Manifest.
Yeah, of course. But by the way, I wanted to ask you how the trivias go on Monday.
They're doing very well. There was one silly person did one. Apparently, he's on the show, it said. He said, I'm on the show.
What do you mean I'm on the show? I didn't call.
No, the survey, the one you had to write, you know.
Oh, we're talking about different things.
We're talking about different things. Uh-huh. I'm talking about the trivia for the movie tickets we did on Monday.
Oh, no, Yasmin and I won them all.
Wow. That's a lot of movie tickets for you guys.
We got a lot of reaction from our listeners. They all went all in the one day.
There you go. There are two good movies. It seems like they're going to be two good movies. Yeah.
I'm excited. Yasmin's going to tell us about the one last night. Yeah. And we got a lot of interest in the other one.
The other one's today, right?
Yes.
Correct? Or tomorrow?
Yes, today.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
The more romantic one is today.
Because it was interesting, because Crawdads, I'd never heard of Crawdads.
I don't know what that is. Did you find out?
Yes, I did. I looked it up.
What is it?
They're little crayfish. You know, the little, like, tiny, small lobsters.
Oh, that's why I don't know them.
No.
I don't know lobsters.
You don't?
I don't.
They wear underwear, by the way.
Probably.
Right. Well, let's start off then with...
With Nope.
With Nope.
By the way...
Nope.
Nope. Movie written and directed by Jordan Peele. Jordan Peele is creating quite a filmography for himself. He mm-hmm. did Get Out, which won him an Academy Award for Best Screenplay. Okay. You remember Get Out?
No.
No?
No.
But do you, Jasmine, do you remember Get Out?
Mm-mm, no.
No?
No. Nope. Okay.
Tough crowd. Tough crowd.
Absolutely. You're not going to get much help here.
Tough crowd. Then he directed a movie called... by the way, Get Out, it was a huge, huge hit. By all accounts, it was shy a few votes of winning Best Picture that year. Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay.
This was a first-time writer-director. And then his second movie was called Us, which also got his actress, and I think himself, other Oscar nominations. So he's on a nice little run here, and with this third movie, the reviews have been mixed, but watching this movie, you can tell this man has something to say, for one, and two, has a real keen eye for film. Like, he really understands the medium and really tries to do things a little bit differently. You sometimes see these kind of directors that they're not just about, okay, we gotta get coverage. Coverage meaning, oh, we need to get the actor saying the words. No, they go a little beyond that. They go like, oh, I want this angle, I want this shot, I want this. They're very more visual on their filmmaking. And Jordan Peele seems like he's this kind of person.
Okay, but he doesn't have a lot of imagination when naming his films, really, does he? Nope.
I guess so. Well, it's Get Out, Us, and Nope. Yeah, his naming of films is not great. Let's start with the cast. Daniel Kaluuya, an amazing actor who actually came out of Get Out. He was the star of Get Out, and he's been working with Jordan Peele ever since. Mm-hmm. And Kiki Palmer, who was a previous Disney Channel star, and has been growing up and developing herself a career. Like, she's been really working hard on taking, like, shedding off that little Disney Channel vibe and really becoming a strong actress.
Renee just mentioned Get Out. She said it's scary.
It is a little bit of a scary thriller movie. Yeah, yeah. I think you might like it. It has a lot of social commentary as well. All of his movies do, including this one. Like, this is one of his themes. His movies have a lot of social commentary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us the plot, Jerry? I sent it this time.
It's two lines.
It's two lines, I know.
You need
a minimum?
I need something to get my teeth in.
Fair enough.
Because, I mean, this just goes in a flash.
I gotta be honest, this is not a great plot, but the internet gave us this.
Let's see. The residents of a lonely gulch in inland California bear witness to an uncanny and chilling discovery.
There you go. It's kind of... By the way, his whole marketing campaign was very ambiguous for a reason. They wanted to keep it very secretish. And this plot reading is
by the way, is that word one of his or one of yours? Gulch.
That is the internet one. So let's get into it real quick. Let's start with the positives. And the first one, I want to give a shout out to my man Jordan Peele. Oh my God! Give me a second. I think I just erased.
I tell you, actually, I thought that the visual storytelling really shows that Jordan Peele is a real...
A tour.
Yeah, is that one of your
that's
words?
That's the first person. That's my word.
That's your word.
Okay.
Auteur.
Yes, the visual storytelling he uses, you can tell he, as I mentioned in my epilogue, is that Jordan Peele really has an eye for this thing. Some of the dumb things he does, but they really look like different. It is... something you see that is different from every other single blockbuster movie you see out there. There's, for example, one scene where a brother and sister are talking, and they create separation for themselves because the brother's kind of mad. And instead of just cutting back to the brother so they can talk, so, for example, they shoot the sister talking straight at the camera, and then they shoot the brother straight at the camera. No, they shoot the sister from the back, and they have the whole conversation from long distance. And it's something different that makes perfect sense and visually is just striking. It's like he does little things like that really, really call your attention. And for a film fan, for anybody out there who is a real film fan, you will pick up on these things watching this movie. There's a lot of stuff there that you can tell his quality of directing and his visual storytelling style. Okay, the film takes its time to create chilling moments. Like those scary moments he has in this movie, they're not jump scares. That I'm not a huge fan of when they use this. It's about creating an ambience, creating an atmosphere that is very psychological. There is a moment where this man enters a barn where he sees a light on for no reason, and he turns the light off, and he walks a little bit, and the lights come back up, and then out of nowhere you see a shadow the whole time that you're there, but out of nowhere that shadow moves, without cutting the camera, it just moves. And it starts moving towards him. And you see the actor reacting. And guess what the word he uses?
Oh.
No, he says nope. And he walks out.
Nope,
I'm not going to stay here for this. But like little things like that. He creates like real, real environment moments that are great for thrillers. And I know you are a fan of those kind of thrillers.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Limit the reveal of the monster. Also a great thing for thrillers and scary movies. You don't want to show the big bad right away. You got to create the expectation, create
the mood. One of the best movies I've seen for that was Alien. The first alien.
Correct.
Because you waited a long time before you actually saw the monster. You could hear it, you could see the results, but you couldn't see it.
By the way, Jaws, same thing. The funniest part with Jaws is the reason that happened was because the mechanical shark kept malfunctioning and Steven Spielberg had to pivot. He was like, I guess we're not showing the monster as much.
But the thing is, we all know what sharks look like. But the thing is, an alien, we didn't know. We were cutting expectations because you didn't know what this was going to look like. And it was a classic.
It is a classic still to this day.
Yeah.
But Jordan Peele does a little bit of the same. Like, he really takes his time revealing what the hell people are looking at or what the big bad is. No visual dead horses. This is a plus for me. I know it's not a big thing, but you can't see visually a horse die, which is also pretty nice. I don't want to see animals dying. If you watch Game of Thrones, you'll see a lot of animals die continuously. Or House of Dragons in your show. In this one, you won't.
But you always look for the little thing at the end. No animals were hurt during the making.
Stay that long. That's the very end of the movie. Great opening scene for a thriller. Wow. It really sets the mood for the film. The movie starts in a wide open ranch, and something mystical happens right away, and it brings you into the world. Like, okay, I'm here. Let's do this. And it pivotal. Opening scene, pivotal for any thriller movie. You gotta bring the audience in right away. Multiple homage scenes to classic films. Jordan Peele is a movie fan. So you can see, for example, shots that give homage to Akira, the classic manga film, or homages to Kubrick in The Shining with the stairs full of blood. Like, you can see a lot of those stuff in a lot of those things that Jordan Peele likes to do. And again, for film fans, this is great. Simple objective for the main characters. This is not a movie about, oh, let's save the world from the big movies or let's whatever. They have a simple objective in this movie, the main characters, and they stick to it. It's dumb as hell, the objective, but that's what they want, and that's what the movie's about. And I guess I can give, this is not a spoil, what they want to do is they want to capture this monster on film. That's the only objective these people have. They want to be able to capture this big bad on film.
Okay.
Keke Palmer steals the show. I talked a little bit about Keke Palmer when I was talking about the cast. Keke Palmer, man, she's acting against an Oscar-nominated actor. Oscar winner, actually. In Daniel Kaluuya. And she really becomes bigger, much bigger than Daniel Kaluuya. Her performance is much bigger because the character is much bigger. But she steals the show. Every single scene she's in, you want to see her react. You want to see her give the dialogue. Like, I was so impressed. I was so impressed because, again, she comes from a lot, from the Disney people that do not really focus on acting. And she did a great job. And the last one, fantastic musical score. And you might like this. They integrate the musical score into the noises the big bad makes, and it's just really gripping. And you know, for thrillers and horror movies, musical score is everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So yeah, those are my positives. You wanna take a break or you wanna continue?
No, you've only got a few negatives.
You're only a few negatives, real quick. And let's start with the first one. The film drags a bit too much. It is a slow film.
Okay.
Okay. The plot can be convoluted, especially, and I'm gonna integrate this third negative on this one. The title cards. They use title cards throughout the film, like chapters. Like, oh, and now we're talking about like chapter Lucky. They're normally named after an animal or horse. And it's kind of confusing. There's no real reason for it other than just a director flex, but I thought it was not needed. Even though the monster is visually beautiful, because it is, the moment it's fully revealed, it loses the menace factor, which is key. Like, the moment you see the big bad, and I'm trying to say the big bad for people out there so I don't want to spoil anything, but it's like, okay, it's weird. It's like a huge mass of, it's a huge mass thing. There's no real physical attribute. You can, like, oh, it's a monster that looks like a lion. No, it's just a huge mass thing. And it kind of loses its charm a little bit. That's my negative.
Okay.
So let's talk final comments real quick. Not for everybody. I got to be honest. This movie's not for everybody. If you would ask me, I think you might not enjoy it, and maybe Jasmine for sure will not enjoy it. But it's another fascinating entry in Jordan Peele's filmography. The film is complicated and slow, but it keeps you on the edge of your seat and includes great performances from its cast. I think it's a movie more for Jordan Peele fans, for sure, and movie fans, and maybe some scary movie fans out there, but for the main audience, for, like, everybody, it's not going to be a big blockbuster by any means. It's a very, very, very small film, I think.
All right. Well,
but enjoyable. I enjoyed it.
We'll be back in a minute. We're going to take a piece of music. Also, let me say a very good morning. We've got Angel Cortez from Fauna Luna sends his regards. Very good morning to you guys. Thank you very much for that. And here is the last train to Clarksville. There we go, last train to Clarksville from the Monkees. Keep you on time, 15 before 9. Let me just remind you, do pop along to the De Gourmet store, the delicatessen and speciality food shop, and it's now in Paitia Mall, next to the Panama Clinic. There you can find delicious baked breads, the best cuts of meat, seafood, tapas, recognized wines, and gourmet products that you can heat and enjoy. Right, I tell you what, Yaz... Mm-hmm.
Here we go. I'm excited for the review.
We don't do this when you do your review.
I know you don't get excited.
No.
You don't have to tell me.
Yes, you went to the movie last night.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it was very nice.
Enjoyed it? What was the sort of storyline?
Okay, the title in Spanish is Érase una vez un genio. In English is 3,000 Years of Longing.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you a little bit about it. It's a fantasy adventure where a woman, Alicia, which is Tilda Swinton, discovers a genie, which is Idris Elba, in a little jar. And she's aware that no wish-granted story has a happy ending. So she refuses to make her three wishes that could set the genie free. He, in an effort to convince her, tells her of his adventures through time between the ages of kings and pharaohs, and how having loved the grown woman forced him to become a prisoner of this bottle, alone for eternity. So for me, there was a very good interaction between them, narrating the story, also all the effects and everything. It was beautiful. I really like it.
It's full of adventure, romance, and with beautiful messages.
Is it a romantic movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you'll love that.
I love me a romantic movie. Yeah.
You're like crying.
How's the chemistry between Idris Elba and Tilda Swinton? Because I don't see Tilda Swinton as a very sexual being.
No. No, it wasn't like that.
No?
No.
It was more like a friendship.
It's a genie. Genie doesn't do that kind of thing.
No, Tilda Swinton is the human, not the genie in this one.
I know. Okay. She's talking with the genie. I mean, who's she going to have? What's you mean the chemistry between the two?
Between the genie and the lady.
Well, the genie's thousands of years old.
Well, I mean, he still looks great, though.
It was more like a friendship.
Yeah. It was a friendship.
Yeah. I mean, you see, this is 3 7. I mean, I remember the original thing with the genie. I mean, it was young. It just had a lad in it.
No, no, I got it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I get it.
So you would recommend it, yes?
Oh, yes, I will. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
George Miller, by the way, the director of this movie, amazing visual artist as well. He directed Mad Max Fury Road, which got Oscar nominations as well. And if you watch that movie, it's visually striking, like what he does, especially with practical effects. I don't know how much practical effects he does in this movie,
mm-hmm.
but he's a weird person, like... His movies, like, he is the director of Happy Feet, but then he does Mad Max, and now he does, like, he has a really
good for him.
Weird filmography.
Well, this movie was different, you know, all the scenes.
Yeah. So I'm wondering what he's doing. At one point, he was directing, like, a superhero movie, but then he got balanced, like, it was, like, he has an interesting career.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But his movies are striking, so I'm looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. And you're going off to see the other one tonight, yes?
No, I can't. I have another event.
She has a full agenda, my friend.
I know.
Yeah. She's a very busy person.
Yes, like me.
But I want to watch it because, you know, everybody said it's a very good movie about the book.
And Jazz loves romantic films as well. I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a big romantic artist. Like me, my friend. You're the only one with a hollow tin chest.
Romantic. No. I'm the only guy in the world that hasn't watched Love Story.
Eh.
I mean, why do I want to go and watch a miserable movie?
What is your most romantic movie? Like, the one you've been like, oh, man, this man...
Oh, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
No, that can't be it. That's sexual assault.
I don't know. I don't really... I mean, I tell you what I do enjoy. I say I don't like romantic movies. I enjoy these little ones, like the one I watched recently where it was in Italy, and it's about the guy takes over a restaurant and they fall in love with the person, and the love is not easy and whatever, but it always ends happily ever after.
You like the Hallmark ones, the simple ones.
Yeah. I don't want to, you know, I don't need to go to, you know, the disrespect, but I mean,
are you okay?
Love Story, why would, you know, why would I want to go and watch a movie about somebody dying from cancer or
whatever? No, I agree, but there are happy romantic movies out there.
Yeah, no, I was to say, I don't mind some of them. The sort of, like, Princess.
Richard Curtis. Are you a Richard Curtis guy? Like Notting Hill or Love Actually, those kind of movies?
Yeah, those are okay. I mean, Emily in Paris.
Good.
You see, that's fun. And it's all about this sort of tangled up relationship.
I'm not there, my friend. You can't rope me in with that one. No.
But you don't have good taste because you don't like Manifest.
No, Manifest.
How many episodes have you watched?
I watched like 3 and I was like, I'm done. I get it.
Yeah.
Thank you for Lost. Again.
It's nothing like Lost.
It Lost.
But you never watched Lost.
I watched like 3 episodes. And
there we go. You see, I mean,
amen.
Lost. This is the true story I told you earlier on. Lost went on. And on.
For like 9 years?
And on.
What was that?
No, but I mean, just the original series, it just went on forever. And then they re-showed it. And then after they re-showed it, they re-showed it again. I actually wrote to TNT and said, why am I paying you through my cable company to watch? Have you got nothing else to show? And they wrote back to me. It was rather nice.
Yeah, they said...
They said, go and watch something else.
We have many other channels for you to watch.
Yeah, go and watch something else.
Anyway, you are... The fact that you wrote them...
Just chose to about how
shows,
peed
yeah,
off
you were
I
so
was,
upset. You, were
you know,
so upset
because
with
they
that.
Just, you know, it was like the only thing they ever had. Well, why are we paying these companies through our cable company or whatever to keep repeating and repeating and repeating and repeating?
I don't know. By the way, to tell the people what
Netflix.
Tell the people what Manifest is about. People want to know what Manifest is about.
Oh yeah, so Manifest. It's. I mean, where there is a similarity to what my learned friend was saying. Sarcasm is the lowest form of wit. But
no, it's not. Who says that?
No, seriously. The only likeness is that there's a plane involved.
Yes.
Okay, well, this one doesn't crash. Okay, so I don't think I'm giving any away because it's right at the beginning of it, because you've got to have this to know what
can I say something and you tell me if I'm right or not without me watching the show? Can I do that?
Yes, you can.
Okay, so this is what I'm assuming, that every character is hiding some sort of secret to life that happened before they got on the plane.
No secrets. No, I'm not saying there's no secrets, but it's not based around that. It's based around the differences that went through, because the plane, certain people, yes, okay, wasn't, they
got on a plane,
took money to go on a different flight because the other flight was overbooked. You know what they're like at the airport?
Yeah,
they say, you know, we'll give $450 to anybody that wants to take another flight. We can put, so a group of them do this from different areas,
yeah,
and they take off and they're on the flight, and the next thing is there's a lot of turbulence, there's flashing thunder from outside, and so on and so forth, and the next thing is the pilot comes on the radio, this is flight 828, wanted permission to land. The guy says, sorry? He says, this is flight 828, waiting permission to land. He says, can you tell me your name, Captain? He says, my name is so-and-so, I have 170 souls on board, da-da-da. And says, okay, but you land, you go runway here, and then you wait on the...
Tarmac. Yeah.
And when they arrive, and all these police cars and ambulances and everything turn up, and this, and the captain goes, well, you know, what's going on? He says, what date is it, Captain? He says, it's the so-and-so. He says, no, it's not. It's 5 years later.
There you go.
And that's how it's... Because the difference between these people, there was no difference. They were on a plane, and they got off, and they thought it was the same day.
Yes.
But to the people, it was 5 years difference. Yes, different things happened in families. Not all of it's bad, all of it's good. It's about, you know, natural. If you've gone away, people have moved on. They've buried. They've sort of...
Had other romantic involvements.
Exactly.
Yes.
But the thing is, that's not the story. The story is it what is happening to those people. And that takes you in then to the, like, conspiracies and whatever.
So, the conspiracies, there we are. You know,
this is from Renee. I wanted to murder someone after watching the last episode. Lost.
How does Lost end? Do you know?
I don't know, because I didn't watch much of it, because it just seemed to drag on and on and on. It was very slow, I thought, considering what was supposed to be going on. So I didn't really sort of... I gave up on it.
I've heard a lot of people that hated the last episode, and what I can only imagine is it was all like a dream. Maybe they were all dead from the beginning. Did that happen, Renee? Am I right? It seems like a very Hollywood thing to do after 9 years of people watching the show.
You know, just drag on and on.
Drag on for 9 years after everybody's dead. Then, good job.
Nothing happened.
Good stuff.
Yeah. So
I don't know.
But no, I mean I couldn't stomach Lost. I gave up after so long. But this one, and each episode of this one, in a way, has a different type of story, but the theme is running through it, and it's very good. I think it's very well put together. And you should stop criticizing after two episodes and go and watch the rest of it.
The thing also, it's super long. It's like 23 episodes, 24 episodes.
I don't know. I don't care, because I'm enjoying it. I thought, hope this isn't the last one. And it goes on.
24 hours, man. That's a lot of time. I like the TV shows nowadays. They have 8 to 10 episodes a series, as you say, a season.
Well, let me tell you how many episodes this does have, because I haven't looked.
Because the problem with those amount of episodes, that they need to cut corners, because they need to keep creating storylines, so the storylines become ridiculous and ridiculous.
And by the way, Ingrid said the last episode of Lost was terrible.
There you go, everybody. So, that's what I'm saying. Maybe,
so let me see if I can find out here how many, because I hope there's lots and lots of episodes.
I've heard from a lot of people that last episode was not enjoyable. Jasmine, huge fan of Lost?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Not big defenders of Lost in this studio.
Oh, super cool.
Oh, what do you mean, super cool? Is that the name of the episode?
No, I'm just trying to see if there's any more. So continue.
It's
watching.
Like four seasons now.
Start to see. And pause, and go here, and
riveting radio right now.
Yes, it is, isn't it? Yeah, you go off
describing
and,
your internet
and,
search.
Go off and, 16, from what I can see, 16 episodes. It's not too many.
That cannot be right.
I just looked.
You're incorrect.
Anyway, Renee says, pretty much in answer to your question, such a waste of our lives watching every single episode.
Boom, nailed it.
There we go. Oh, we still got a couple of minutes. Let me see if I can find something else.
Oh, I'm looking for Manifest on the Netflix. How many episodes?
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe 18 episodes seems a little
16
low on your on my count.
Okay.
On this kind of show.
Well, mm-hmm. I was just sort of skimming along because I bought Netflix.
It is a top 10 show today.
Yeah, there you go. You
there
see,
you know,
some
fun.
People manage to watch it for more than one episode.
Okay, there's three series. Okay,
they're is there?
So long. Yes, there is. I'm telling you. I told you there were a lot of times.
Cool.
So the first season is 16.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's keep watching. So you got 16 hours there you got to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to go for 13.
Another 13?
Yeah, you got to keep going.
Keep going.
Keep adding it up.
Uh-huh.
And the third season is...
Four seasons.
13 again. So third. They got three series and they're just... They got renewed for a fourth.
Yes, you see.
So that's a lot of things you've got to watch.
Right. Now, if people didn't like it, they wouldn't have survived that long.
Agree. By the way, this show got canceled on network TV, and Netflix picked it up. Netflix bought it off.
Oh, that reminds me. Yeah. Because talking about that, let me have a look. Because I was looking this morning. I got my...
Lord of the Rings, by the way, premieres tomorrow. Okay. You excited?
No.
You not excited about Lord of the Rings?
Not really.
You see, we are two different people.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, no, right. Yeah,
otherwise, it'd be a bit worrying.
Yeah, it'd be a little
here
bit
we go. Look, listen to this. Get ready.
For Lord of the Rings?
No.
Okay. I was
Netflix is releasing 43 original movies before the end of the year.
Okay.
The streamer just laid out its film slate for the rest of the year, and it's more than the number of films Hollywood studios are sending to theaters combined.
Yeah, and out of the 43, 44
are bad. No, see, so we can get... There's 43 new films coming in.
Yeah.
And we're only paying $9 a month.
The problem is, Jerry, the quality of those 43 films is mediocre.
Not necessarily.
Most of them.
But why do they have to be Oscar-nominated movies?
No. It's not about that. It's about being good.
Yeah,
what's the last movie you remember from Netflix? May I ask?
Manifest.
That's not a movie. That's a TV show. That's not even made by them.
I watch mainly episodes because the only time I watch a movie is at the weekend. Because I like to watch episodes. If I finish one, then I can go off and do something else. I don't have to lose.
Super fair. The problem Netflix has is quality. It's not quantity, it's quality. Jasmine, do you remember a last movie you saw on Netflix?
No.
There you go. That is a problem. You can put all the movies you want.
It doesn't matter.
It does.
Is it because I will watch the movies when I have the time to sit down? If I watch a movie, I like to have plenty of time to sit down and enjoy it. An episode of a series, I'll watch and go off and
listen,
do something
I'll give
else.
You an example. Top Gun Maverick. Top Gun Maverick is one movie.
Mm-hmm.
That has created more money, probably, and more conversation around it than the 43 movies that Netflix is going to bring out in the last part of the year.
But
that's a problem.
Subscribers are what's important. It doesn't matter. The
movie has made over $1 billion. The subscriber is not important. That movie is making more money than Netflix will make with these 43 movies.
Well, we'll see.
I'm just saying.
No, we'll see.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. See you next week, my friend.
I don't know.
Are we talking about you're hurt?
I don't know.
Hope you enjoyed Manifest. You got a lot of TV to watch.
I do.
Christina on the street.
You did?
I did. She's got long hair now.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Haven't seen her in a while.
Well, that's why you're playing.
She looks great, my friend. She looks happy, which is weird, married to you, but... Take care, brother. See you next week, maybe. Perhaps. Oh, he's giving me the cold shoulder.
I'm not talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Are you still here?
I'm still here, my friend. Take
care. Bye.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy, and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 6287-4042 or follow them on Instagram at tiendasintemperie.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
La línea 1 del metro pronto llegará a Villa Zahita, beneficiando a más de 300.000 residentes del área norte de la ciudad. Contará con una estación terminal con capacidad de 10.000 pasajeros por hora. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
If you're so hurt, why then don't you show it? You say you've lost your faith, but that's not where it's at. You have no faith to lose, and you know it. I know the reason that you talk behind my back. I used to be among the crowd you're in with. Do you take me for such a fool? Tries to hide what it don't know to begin with. You see me on the street, you always act surprised. You say, how are you? Good luck, but you don't mean it. When you know as well as me, you'd rather see me paralyzed. Why don't you just come out once and scream it? No, I do not feel that good when I see the heartbreaks you embrace. If I was a master thief, perhaps I'd rob them. Satisfied with your position and your place. Don't you understand? It's not my problem. I wish that for just one time you could stand inside my shoes. And just for that one moment, I could be you. Just one time you could stand inside my shoes. You'd know what a drag it is to see you.
There we go, a great classic bringing us into this segment of this morning's program. Bob Dylan there, and Positively 4th Street. Time on The Breakfast Show, we're 20 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. We're going to take one more piece of music, then we're going to be chatting with my guest in this hour of the program. We're talking with Picky Zubieta, and talking about her and her new book, and also joining her, a good friend of mine as well, her hubby. Paul. Okay, they're going to be with us in a moment. Firstly, though, let me say a very good morning to Christopher Boatman. And he says to us this morning, he says, "Morning, dear Jerry D, Yasmin, and listeners." Tell you, Christopher, I love it when you do that in plural. May we please hear Entre la Tierra y Cielo by Los Nocheros.
Yo siento que me provocas, aunque no quieras hacerlo. Está grabado en tu boca, al rojo vivo el deseo.
Y casi puedo tocarte como una fruta madura.
Presiento que voy a amarte
más allá de la locura.
Thank you.
FM 89.3, con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Yes, indeed. You are listening to Cool FM 89.3, smoothest place on your radio dial. Happy to introduce our guest for this morning, Piki Zubieta Decay. And we have the Decay with us as well. Decay doesn't sound right, does it? Sort of like Decay.
Decay.
You never thought about that? Yeah, you see, Paul. Anyway, look, Piki, wonderful to have you here with us on the program.
Hello. I'm very nervous because my English is bad, Jerry. Right now, I have my own Google Translate.
Google to you.
It's like my Google Translate, my husband, Paul, and he helped me.
And a big good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Jerry D.
See, everybody.
Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's lovely to have you with us. Now, Piki, you are so famous.
Oh, you
know,
think?
Yes, I do. I mean, I've been listening to people, you know. Oh, Piki. Oh,
but a good thing or bad thing?
Oh, no, good things.
Ah, okay.
Oh, no, absolutely good things. Yeah. And just a little bit of your background. You sent us some sort of information here. And your parents moved to the interior of the country.
Yes.
To start with. And then you were studying there. Where did you go from there? Because, you know, how did you get from the country back into the city?
When I need to study in the university.
Right.
I study in the college in Las Tablas, in Los Santos. And when I need enter to the university, I study in the USMA.
Ah, okay.
Arquitectura Estructural.
Mm-hmm.
In Ganexa, the diseño de modas.
Fashion design.
Fashion design.
Uh-huh, right.
Mm-hmm. For make my own my own dresses and clothes.
And I still were rather intrigued because, I mean, I've known you both for a while. How did you and Paul meet?
In a discotheque. Ah, mentira.
In a bar.
But because we have many common friends.
Friends in common.
And, well, and we are very close friends.
Mm-hmm.
He like other girl.
And
I remember I like other boy. my ex-boyfriend. But one time we have maybe 4 months and éramos muy buena amigos.
We were very good friends. Right. We've been for at least known each other for about 4 months.
And one day we see his friend and he say, "Hey, here is my girlfriend." I say, "No, I don't. I'm not your girlfriend." I say, "No, you can no. You never kiss me and you never ask me, and I have old fashioned." I say, "Okay, do you want my girlfriend again? Let me think about that." 5 minutes later, yeah.
Yes.
Hey, I need necesito fecha. I need a day for celebrate, and I want a gift. Only for your note.
Oh, that's lovely. So this is, yeah, we're finding out more about you this morning. We are, Paul, as well. That's a lovely story. I mean, basically, when you said the discotheque, I thought that's something, because, to be honest, when you ask a lot of people now, you know, how did you guys meet? And they say, on the internet.
The old-fashioned way.
The old-fashioned way, that's right. Yeah.
And a bar, yeah. Yes. Oye, pero eso suena feo.
Hey, I tell you, we want to talk about your book, but I'm rather sort of intrigued, because looking at things, because you've accredited here, it says here, recognized by I Life Belt as one of the 15 most influential women in social media in Central America and Dominican Republic, and awarded Influenciador en Positivo.
Yes.
How does this come about? How do you? Because, I mean, I'm fascinated, because, you know, like Paul, you talk about old school. You're looking at the school. I mean, influencing. How do you get into that? And how do you develop it? I'm intrigued to know.
I don't know. I think everybody is an influencer. No importa how many people te sigue.
Follow you. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's a responsibility.
Right.
The first time when one person told me this word, you are an influencer.
Right.
I feel so good. I think, oh, de taquilla, magnífico, lo máximo. But in a few minutes, I think, wow, it's very important. It's a responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Because or you make everything good,
mm-hmm.
o lo puedes hacer muy mal.
Right.
Entonces, mm-hmm. because if I, many people think everything, if you, que todo lo que pones en redes,
right.
es estrictamente literal y es exacto,
mm-hmm.
y no saben lo que hay o lo que te ha costado, o que de repente es tu escape.
Mm-hmm.
Entonces, it's wonderful. Mm. The world, the internet world.
But you can influence two ways. You can be influenced in a bad way, and you can influence in a good way. And what you're saying there is that, you know, it's taking what's in it and presenting it in a good way.
Well, no, I think in the reality.
Right.
But because what is good? ¿Qué es bueno?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I think it, hablar con la verdad es bueno,
mm-hmm.
pero many people don't like que le hablen con la verdad.
Mm.
Entonces,
they don't want to hear the truth.
Exacto. Cada cabeza es un mundo.
But the thing is today, and you must agree, is we don't know half the time what is true and what isn't true. That's, you know, this is one of the issues. I mean, Paul, you can join in.
Hoy en día no sabemos, la mayor parte del tiempo no sabemos qué es verdad y qué no es verdad.
Exacto. Entonces, mm-hmm. por eso es una mm-hmm. responsabilidad.
I mean, people now just, you know, blatantly lie.
Sí.
They don't, you know, they don't. So yes, it is important. I mean, it's a little bit like if you like, you know, working with a radio program. I don't want to make people's life miserable. I want to sí. try and make it better and entertain them. And I mean, this is, you know, this is what you're saying that you're doing. But tell me, how did you? Because although you've been doing all these different things, literature is close to your heart.
Okay, abramos paréntesis. Paul. Mm-hmm. Me estás hablando rápido, Jerry, y no te estoy entendiendo.
So, okay.
O sea,
aparte de todo esto, a tu corazón.
Ah, no, sí, and my family, mm-hmm. because my grandfather, mm-hmm. Subieta and Franco was writer.
Uh-huh. Okay, entonces, right, yeah.
José mm-hmm. Franco died hace 3 months ago,
mm-hmm.
and he write many mm-hmm. obras premiadas. And he nos inculcó.
And he introduced us.
Mm-hmm. 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 Wow! Opening with éxito. He introduced us for the el amor a la literatura, a mm-hmm. leer, el gusto a la lectura.
He introduced us to the love of literature and writing.
Mm-hmm. And writing. Mm-hmm. So, the result of this is you've actually written your first book.
My first
literary baby.
There we go. All right. Well, we're going to be talking about that. It's sobreviviendo entre libros.
Repeat, please. How do you say? Sobreviviendo.
Sobreviviendo entre libros.
Me encanta.
Right. We're going to take a deep breath and a piece of music. We're going to be talking about that book with Picky in just a minute. Sometimes I need a Give it up and let it go. That was from Roachford here on this morning's breakfast show. We're keeping an eye on the time. We are 22 and a half minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. My guest this morning, we've got Piki Zubieta Dekay, and we're talking about Sobre Vivienda Entre Libras, which is the book which has just been released. Also, Yasmin?
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hello.
Hello again.
You can get involved. So we got a four-way conversation going here. Piki, there's something, you know, you say you've got a literary history in the family.
Mm-hmm.
Why this particular book, and what was your inspiration to get started? Really?
My daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I was a child, I make my own historietas.
Mm-hmm.
For me. Mm-hmm. And
right.
I remember que in primaria, I made for the other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I sell that for 10 centavos.
Okay.
Pero I make, o sea, cada una with my hands.
That's how you became a millionaire.
Ojalá. And in high school, I made with my best friend, Melvin, the newspaper
mm-hmm.
in the mm-hmm. de la escuela, mm-hmm. el periódico de la escuela,
yeah. mm-hmm.
but only have 3 editions, y no lo cerraron. They closed.
Was that good?
Bueno, sí, porque éramos rebeldes. Entonces, dije, if you need to send a message, you pay us 10 centavos.
Oh,
entonces,
wow.
Y de repente los mensajes, y el mismo cuestión, el mismo periódico costaba 25 centavos.
Uh-huh.
Pero los mensajes que uh-huh. the people send a veces no eran muy friendly. Uh-huh. Entonces nos metimos en problemas. Uh-huh. Y my mother is the was the
principal.
The principal in the school. Dice, Piki, please, me vas a dejar sin clientes.
So you need a curator.
Entonces, bueno, uh-huh. por lo menos tenía entusiasmo.
Uh-huh.
Entonces, esto, y right now I made the book because one day, My daughter asked me why yo era así, because mm. she wanted to sleep
she
over.
She wanted to have
right,
a sleep
yeah,
over
right.
a sleep friend's house.
Over and say, mm-hmm. okay, but why you don't trust in me? Okay, I trust in you, but I don't trust in
other people.
Mm-hmm.
Entonces, mm-hmm. Let me show you something. Entonces, I start to write about the story. About the not only my stories, you know, the story of the many person,
mm-hmm.
Of many people, que about the insecurities,
mm-hmm.
complejos,
oh, we complain, yes,
the sugar addiction,
mm-hmm.
And the
mourning,
¿cómo se dice? Child abuse. Entonces, how you make that or talk that, pero no para alimentar el morbo, sino para crear conciencia. Entonces, lo hice con short stories, pero con una secuencia. ¿Por qué, por favor? ¿Eso le pago?
I did a short stories with a sequence to explain to her why I felt this way.
Mm-hmm.
Just
mm-hmm.
give her an example and mm-hmm. make it not so tell her exactly what this was my experience, but the experience of other people.
But exactly, these are things that you need to be aware of. They exist, and it's. I mean, I tell you what, in a similar vein, I mean, for instance, I get worried, like Christina, my wife, who you know, she's going away with friends at the weekend. They go to Cologne, they're going to the beach or whatever. And it's a little bit like you say, I worry for her safety on the roads.
Exacto.
And it's not that I don't trust her friend or that driving. It's like you say, it's the other people.
Exacto.
That are out there. And that's what you always have to... And it's so true.
And this is the life.
That's life. And the thing is, the most innocent-looking people can be the worst.
Exacto. Entonces, pero mi intención es que she knows que lo mejor herencia que Paul y yo, su papá y yo, le podemos dar es su infancia sana y su derecho a la inocencia. Entonces, Paul.
But I believe that the best inheritance we can give her is an innocent childhood, and it's her God-given right to have an innocent childhood.
And this was sort of these stories. So this was sort of you accumulated these, and sort of we could make a story, we could make a book about these stories. And then I think there's also there's a bit of you in there as well, isn't there?
I'm sorry.
There's a poco de
mí.
Algo de ti en el libro.
Hay mucho de mí. Hay mucho and about my friend, about other people, because it's a novela.
Right. Right. Exactly. And the star of the novella is whom? The character.
Is Fiona.
Mm-hmm.
It's Fiona. Que Fiona has two sisters. Una, her name of the first is Blanca, like Blancanieves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The other is Aurora, like Cinderella.
Mm-hmm.
And the other is Fiona. Because you believe me, que don't have princess in any cartoons. Que what? The plus size.
Mm-hmm.
De que Moana, she's not a princess. Entonces dije, okay, ¿cuál es la princesa? The unique princess.
The only
fat princess. Te voy a votar. La única princesa. Fat es ogro, es verde,
Fiona.
Y es Fiona. Mm-hmm. O sea, porque entonces si tú pones a ver, es esto, es como trabajas el subconsciente.
Mm-hmm.
Entonces también era para contarle a ella que no todo es como es lo que ves, y mucho menos cuando se trata de peso. No only is you see, the most hard way that the person have is in the mind, not in his body.
Mm-hmm.
In the
absolutely.
Body.
Mm-hmm.
Entonces, mm-hmm. bueno, ella la captó, creo.
I mean, I think this is... I think that this is important as well, because we're very... subconscious of ourselves, you know, we're very inward looking when we look at ourselves, but you know, you have to remember that it's what other people see.
Exactly.
Okay, because you can say, oh, I look terrible, I'm bald, I've lost my hair, or I don't know, whatever. It doesn't matter, because other people see you in a different way. They don't care. I mean, one of the worst things I think in life is a bald person wearing a wig.
Sí, pero any people don't care right now in our life, but in my daughter's life, in her generation, in this moment when you have you are a teenager, that's matter.
Mm-hmm. Of course,
that's
of
matter
course.
Because the other people see the cosas boas y solamente estos superficiales, superficial things.
Superficial.
Eso. Uh-huh. Entonces, esto era muy importante que she understand that.
Uh-huh.
Y que ella no se sintiera mal, feel bad if any person says something about herself.
Uh-huh.
And tampoco ella make nothing about the other person.
All right, now here's a question for you. Is, we mentioned earlier when we were starting, you are an influencer.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you are on the platforms, the social media platforms or whatever.
Yes.
These are issues, these are things that I didn't have to deal with as a child when I was young, when I was growing up. If I had a bully, it's because he would take away my pocket money, he would take away my sandwiches, he would push me or whatever, which is a physical thing. The problem today and what your daughter and the other people have to deal with is what is on social media. This is, to me, this is what makes it hard. I would hate to grow up with having to deal exactly with what you're saying, because you don't have to say, hey, fat girl, or like when I was, hey, four eyes, you know? Now it's somebody saying things, typing things about you on the web, which isn't direct, it's indirect.
Exactly.
How did you, are you able to get this across to your daughter?
I try to show her,
mm-hmm,
when somebody make me something in the social media. Mm-hmm. And she know me,
mm-hmm,
because I talk bastante,
mm-hmm,
y de todo with her.
Right.
And she know my story, my real story.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, how do you think I feel for that? Dije, oye, pero bloquealo, mamá, o don't care that. Dije, yes, I care, because the autoestima not is like a interruptor.
Mm-hmm.
I work in that every day, and I have many days that I don't want work, and I only stay normal,
mm-hmm,
and I want to cry.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very important for me que ella no sea, que nadie le haga daño, pero que ella tampoco haga daño. And I talk with her de que the people, la gente te trata como te ve, pero tú te ves como te sientes.
As they see you,
mm-hmm,
but you feel how it is.
Pero la gente, o sea, la gente te trata como te ve, pero te ves como te sientes.
Mm-hmm.
Entonces,
people treat you how they see you, but you are seen how you feel.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Entonces,
mm-hmm,
esto, mm-hmm, eso es lo que trato de, no para alimentar su ego, sino su confianza, pero tampoco ser irreal. Because right now in the social media have a como una felicidad tóxica. How do you say?
Yeah.
Right now, social media has like a
toxic felicity. Everything is happy. It's not the fake.
Mm.
Everything is happy. Everything is good. You can do that. You can do. No, you can do. If you don't work and you can't talk, you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Can't,
mm-hmm,
do.
Mm-hmm.
Entonces, you need work y trabajar en ti and accept.
Mm-hmm.
Pero know what is your limitation.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Entonces, y no por eso está mal. Digo, yo no puedo ser profesora de CrossFit, no por eso estoy mal.
Mm-hmm.
Pero sé cuáles son mis realidades.
Yeah.
E ir por esa vuelta.
Mm.
Es un trabajo que I think is that every parent nos toca, ¿no? No importa el tiempo que sea.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And tell me, your book is available where? How can people get hold of this? Your book.
Okay, in Grant Morrison,
mm-hmm,
in Society Salon, in Duo 13, Multiplace, Costa del Este,
mm-hmm,
in Flor de Lis, in San Francisco, and in my Instagram, you can go to entre_libras,
mm-hmm,
and put the link que hay, está en el feed, and you can
purchase.
Okay. And are we on Amazon?
And soon,
soon,
soon, and in English. Of course, I don't translate. I make my ayúdenme, por favor, a traducir eso. para que las personas lo puedan leer en todos los idiomas, y en Kindle y en lo que sea. Entonces, necesito una batería de gente como Paul.
Mr. Google.
Sí, Mr. Google.
Love it. And are you already thinking about the next book?
Of course, because this is the first time, mm-hmm. and it's Sobreviviendo Entre Libras.
Mm-hmm.
Surviving Entre Libras.
Exacto, mm-hmm. but the next time is Viviendo Entre Libras.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's dos cosas totalmente diferentes,
mm-hmm.
and the perspectiva is different too.
Right.
Well, it's about the cómo tú ves las cosas y lo que aceptas
mm-hmm.
de la vida.
Okay.
All right. Good. Well, Piki, congratulations.
Thank you for this moment in Spanish. Thank you very much, Paul K, for staying with me in this moment.
Because he has a Spanish name.
Paul what? Antonio.
No, why? Why?
I don't know.
Paul K.
Paul K.
Paul K.
Paul K. Ay, chico, soy Alela.
There's actually a very funny story about that. I would meet people.
Sí.
Que, yeah. Hola, ¿cómo te llamas? Paul K. ¿Cómo que Paul K?
Sí.
Porque te estoy preguntando.
Who's your next book?
My next book. Bueno, my next book has many stories with Paul K.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, well, look, we've been chatting with Piki and with Paul. And go out, get yourself a copy. Sobre Vivienda Entre Libras. And if you want more information, check our website out today. We'll have some links on there for you as well, which is thebreakfastshow.com.pa. Time is something we don't have, I'm afraid. That's brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. Big thanks this morning, of course, to Andreas for our movie review for today. And also to my special guests, Piki and Paul, just with us talking about the new book. We'll have information about that on our website. If you want to have some links on there, we can get hold of a copy of the book. And also big thanks, as always, to Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, my social media person, and, well, everything else, really. To Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, for her this day in the world of the country folk, and also to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the United Kingdom. And, well, that's it. Also, thank you to the boys and girls, a group of grudders who keep us up and running. And to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on the show. I'll be back with you 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. And what do I say? 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right, so from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-da! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Quiroz, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.